Jesse Chisholm by Zipporah Bolden. Hello, my name is Jesse Chisholm. I was born in Eastern Tennessee in the year 1806. I was the eldest of my two brothers. My father was of Scottish ancestry and a merchant. My mother was a Cherokee mother. I grew up in Eastern Tennessee, located in Cherokee Nation. My father moved away for work. My mother, along with my brothers, moved to Arkansas. After a few years, we packed up our belongings and moved to Karasi. My most favorite thing to do when I wasn't working hard on the field was put the beautiful wild animals behind my house. My father used to be here. Me and my brother used to follow him out to the woods to go deer hunting for food. Back then, our family didn't have much to eat and cook. All we could rely on was the animals that lived near us. But luckily, I have my father to thank due to his skillful hunting skills. I worked hard on the field because Ma would always be busy working at mating, cooking supper, and cleaning the house. My family would go across from different varieties. Beans, squash, peppers, carrots, tomatoes, cotton, wheat, you name it, we had it. Fresh and ripe. But pulling them was tough. In the end, it was worth it by sitting down to a nice steamed vegetables. My Chisholm chill was created in a very, very weird way. While I was traveling back home, I had to fill the old wagon. When I pulled it, I didn't realize it made a trail behind it. Cool, right? When other people was going exploring, they found my trail. And so they named it the Chisholm Trail. And the tradition was born. From then on, more and more people found my trail. I soon became famous for a trail made by a wagon. I didn't notice that the trail I made connected Texas to Kansas City. Farmers and marketers used the trail to trade cattle and move meat from one country to another. Now that I think about it, I'm glad I decided to travel to Oklahoma. My Chisholm Trail became well known all the way until today. Most people think I made the trail to trade cattle, where I accidentally made the trail. I'm not no cattle man. What I am is a frontier trainer. I'm also really famous because I'm really good at doing trades. Question me why I have the most popular trades? I don't know. I'm just good at making deeds. A few years after my famous and awesome trail was made, I met a beautiful woman. She sparkled like the sun, made the happiest man alive. Her name is Eliza Edwards. After I married, I moved in her side to settle in Creek Nation. Creek Nation is now Hodges County. I officially established a trading post. I remember seeing poor Mexican children that were put under pressure. I decided to rescue Comanche and Kiowa kids and made them part of my family. They are lots of work, but I still love them. I made lots of notices from all around the globe. I now decided it's best to retire and take a break. But before I did that, I made one more adjustment. I got myself in high demand as an interpreter. I made treaty councils in Texas, Indian Territory, and in Kansas. In 1843, as an interpreter, I got lots of Indian plains in Turkana Creek. The majority of my trading post was to drive wagons with goods to Indian villages and deliver goods to the U.S. Army post. I had lots of loads of friends in Wichita, so me and my wife packed up our belongings and moved back to my hometown, Wichita. There is where I did all the business I could. I loaded train wagons in 1865 along with James R. Reed and moved them to Fort Leavenworth. When we got there, I established another post at Council Grove. We traveled back home, and then the time came. I retired. Even though I'm retired, I still help post trading goods at the Chisholm Trail. Now the treasure time has come. I must tell you the old story how I died. I was eating my favorite meal. When I took a bite of my meal, something wasn't right. I pounded on my chest, expecting myself to cough up the food stuck in my throat. Instead, it hit me. Someone poisoned my food. I fell to the floor, still thinking it was a piece of food that went down the wrong pipe. I stopped breathing. I remember reaching for my life, not wanting to move. It was too late. My wife found me on the floor. She hosted the best funeral in the world for me. I lost everything that day. To my children, to my wife, to my wagon that made me famous. It was all gone. All because some enemy poisoned my favorite food. I still see them as a threat. After people found out about my death in the newspaper, they continued on using my famous trail. My death was well known. In my experience, I have discovered a new way for farmers to trade food became famous and well known. What my new discovery of finding a way to trade food led to grocery stores years later. I will always remember the things I taught people. Never give up and reach for goals, because one day we might have them. Thanks for sliding along. Whoa.